This case is 5322, a motion of the commission to consider the application of Conoco for an order certifying the difference in heat sand unit as a qualifying secondary recovery project for the purposes of requiring tax reductions as provided in chapter 57-51.1 of the 19th century code. All parties wishing to hear in this case, please come forward.
May it please examiner Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case number 5322, on behalf of Conoco, Inc. As the examiner may be aware, this matter was previously heard by the commission on August 28, 1991, and the matter was continued for several reasons, I believe. One, there was some discussion that the commission wanted to review July production. There was some discussion about adjustments to the computer software equipment that the commission has in hand, and there was also some questions directed to the witness who appeared at that hearing, requesting him to run the decline curve on Conoco's internal software.
Lawrence, was our software part of the record?
Thought it was.
I don't think it was yet.
So maybe it was off the record. Apologize. There were some discussions about it. Well, I believe your software was a discussion part of the record. You said you were going to make it a part of the case. I thought we, and I also understood that we were going to have an opportunity to review it. We haven't seen a copy of it.
I think that was addressed too, was it not?
Pardon me?
I think that was addressed too, wasn't it?
Off the record? Well, at any rate, we have the same witness back today who appeared at the hearing on August 28th. As a result, I won't go through his qualifications again. I think he could be sworn today, and we can submit the additional exhibits that we have to offer today.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please? Do you promise to tell the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
State your name for the record, please. Spell your last name.
My name is Paul Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z.
And you're employed by Conoco, Inc., is that correct?
Yes, I'm employed by Conoco, Inc. as a senior conservation advisor in its Casper Division office.
And is it true that you appeared with respect to case number 5322 on August 28, 1991?
Yes.
And have you brought with you additional exhibits today that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
And have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes.
Let's move then to exhibit number 8. And what we've done for the examiner's convenience is we've kept the numbers in sequential order. We left off, I believe, with exhibit 7. So we try to continue on. Go to exhibit 8. Would you identify that exhibit and then briefly highlight the more pertinent aspects of it?
Exhibit number 8 is an exponential decline analysis of the Dickinson Heath sand unit production. It utilizes the same base period as the commission used in its software analysis. This was done using the internal software that Conoco has. It shows both the attempt by the software to match the exponential decline to the actual data and then the future extrapolation. One point that should be noted is that due to the unique characteristics of this software, it extrapolates from the last given point. So there's a little bit of depression in where the future production extrapolation is taken from.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 9.
Exhibit 9 is a hyperbolic decline extrapolation of the Dickinson Heath sand unit production utilizing the same base data set as the commission used for it. Once again, this computer has the same default on the hyperbolic as the exponential. It'll take the forward extrapolation from the last available point, hence the little depression.
And once again, both exhibit number 8 and exhibit number 9 were prepared by you as a result of certain questions you received from the commission staff. Is that correct?
Yes, they were. They were prepared under my supervision.
Let's go on then to exhibit number 10.
Exhibit number 10 is a decline analysis Dickinson Heath sand unit performed using the commission's software. In this case, the commission software generated an exponential decline rather than a hyperbolic decline. Once again, it used the same common data set as the other computer runs, both on Conoco's and the commission's hyperbolic decline analysis.
And this curve was generated when we asked the commission to specifically run a exponential curve, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Let's go on to the next exhibit number 11.
Exhibit number 11 is a summary of the computer decline analysis of the Dickinson Heath Sands unit. Under Roman numeral 1 are the four assumptions that were used for these. First assumption, as I stated before, is the base data set was the Dickinson Heath Sand unit monthly production from January 1987 to June 1991. Second, noted that the North Dakota Industrial Commission performed both a hyperbolic and an exponential decline analysis utilizing its in-house software package. Conoco performed both a hyperbolic and an exponential decline analysis utilizing a commercially available software package. In this case, it was the Production Analyst by OGCI Software, Inc. And finally, no screening of the base data set was performed prior to these analyses. It was simply loaded in the machine, and the machine was asked to perform its analysis. Under Roman numeral 2 are some comparisons of the results of these decline analyses. First, we looked at the differences in the exponential decline, both comparing the North Dakota Industrial Commission exponential decline to both the computer-generated software and the manually generated decline that I provided the commission last month. First, the commission software extrapolated an annual decline of 14.25% versus the OGCI decline of 14.4% and my personal decline of 15%.
When you talk about your personal decline, you're talking about the hand-drawn?
Exactly, the one using, you know, conventional engineering techniques, extrapolating a straight line on a piece of graph, semi-log graph paper.
And that was presented to the commission at the previous hearing?
Correct.
Continue.
Yeah. Then also compared what the computer selected as the initial production rate. North Dakota computer selected 972. The OGCI software selected 924, and I'd used 1,014. Below that's listed just a quick comparison of the percent differences. I'd like to note there is one error in this exhibit that you need to correct. Under the comparison of the percents of the decline factor, the numbers are reversed. The OGCI software came within 1.05% of the North Dakota Industrial Commission software. My personal one was the 5.26%. Those two numbers need to be reversed. And they were the OGCI software on the first production was within 4.94% of the commission's versus 4.14% for my own personal one.
That correction you noted, that's just a typographical error.
That is just a typographical error on my part.
Continue on.
Part B shows a comparison of the hyperbolic declines between the North Dakota Industrial Commission and the OGCI software. The first term is a B factor comparison, which B factor is one of the two constants that appear in the hyperbolic equation. The North Dakota Industrial Commission had a B factor of 1.2612677, whereas the OGCI software generated a factor of 1.313322. The initial production rate for the commission for July 1991 was 14 barrels of oil per day, whereas Conoco's utilized 926 barrels of oil per day for the initial production. This gives a difference of approximately 4% on the B factor and 8.68% on the production.
Let's go on to the last exhibit, exhibit 12.
Exhibit 12 is a comparison of predicted rates for various Julys for the periods July 1991 to July 2006. What we compare is the predicted production that date from the NDIC computer program and the Conoco computer program, both for the hyperbolic and the exponential. And also provided to the right of the table is the differences between the two values, both on a barrel of oil per day basis and a percent basis. What it shows is that there, due to the slight difference in the exponential, there is a little separation of the percent differences. You see, you start off with the production being about 4.9% different in 1991, and that difference increases to about 7.5% by the year 2006. The hyperbolic is a little bit different. Based on just looking at this data, it would appear that the hyperbolic values are actually pulling together. Your initial separation is about 8.7% in July 1991, by the year 2006, that difference is about 7.02%.
It appears from the work that you have done, Paul, that there's a great deal of interpretation in determining what the decline curve should be.
Yes, there is.
Based on your study of the various curves that you've had prepared, do you have an opinion as to which curve best fits what you would anticipate the decline to be in the Dickinson Heath Sand unit in the absence of any new project?
I feel that the exponential decline would still be a reasonable extrapolation of future production trends in the unit.
Which exponential decline?
I would defer to the Commission's exponential decline in this case in order to have a common software base.
I have no further questions of this witness.
Any questions from the staff?
The bill to pass this, to make this particular request meaningful that passed was dead at one time. And after many hours of negotiation between legislative leaders, tax department, our agency, et cetera, there was a lot of discussion as to playing with numbers by a few individuals. And I had my neck out quite a ways to convince them that if we used our software, it would take all the playing with numbers out of play. And they accepted that. And you're asking us to make a recommendation to the commission different than the legislative intent. And I find that hard to do. They didn't want to have a discussion on which software to use and which is the best case scenario. They wanted to have one set pattern to come up with the incremental oil. And I find it difficult to even consider alternatives because of the legislative intent.
I know there wasn't a question posed to me, but let me respond just briefly. With respect to us presenting here today, the runs that were done on Conoco's software package, those were done as a result of a request from a commission staff member. With respect to your comment that your work with the committee that was involved in drafting the legislation which resulted in the passage of this tax relief, I think we do have a curve that was run on the commission software. So I think by adopting the hyperbolic curve, you're not doing something that you didn't indicate you would do. Excuse me, the exponential, I'm sorry. Anyway, the bottom line is I think you can adopt our proposal by adopting the exponential curve without putting yourself in an awkward situation. That's just my opinion.
Anything further from the staff?
No.
Okay, we'll accept these exhibits into the record. Okay, we'll accept these exhibits into the record. To include the hearing on case 5322. The next